Arizona, like all states, has a statutory scheme for medical directives. I can only tell you about the scheme that Arizona has. In Arizona, the simplest form is a living will, which simply is signed and notarized by the person concerned and says, I don't want to be kept alive by heroic measures. Now, it's going to be useless if your healthcare provider in a hospital doesn't have it. So you've got to make sure with all these things, well, except for the last one, that your healthcare provider has it. I myself am associated with the VA hospital, so of course I've got mine on file with them. Now, a living will is very simple. However, it can also serve a purpose because if there are other people concerned, it can advise them that, hey, look, here's the wishes of the person stricken. That'll come up with the next thing that I'm going to talk about, which is the healthcare power of attorney, which is far and away, for my money, the best one that there is. A healthcare power of attorney is simply executed by the person concerned in favor of a grantee of the power of attorney. And, you know, there are spaces right in it, in the statutory form, for saying that, you know, I've executed a living will or I have not executed a living will. Now, the healthcare power of attorney entitles someone you trust to make the decisions for your immediate healthcare. If the doctors advise the grantee of your healthcare power of attorney that there is no chance of reviving you, that your brain is dead, then the grantee, the holder of your healthcare power of attorney, has the right and the power and the responsibility to say, don't keep this person alive. Let their soul go. Now, the ultimate one is the pre-hospital medical directive, which is what elderly people call your DNR. It means do not resuscitate. Now, since it is so extreme, the EMS personnel always look for this. It's in card form or it can be in certificate form, but the EMS people look for this immediately when they arrive on a scene. Now, this is dead serious, and that's why it has to be countersigned by your personal physician who is certifying that, hey, look, I've advised this person about the effects of this do not resuscitate. Instead of pre-hospital medical directive, just think of it as DNR, do not resuscitate. It's a very extreme measure. Now, why you would want to go there, I don't know. Elderly people, really elderly people, I mean, I'm elderly, but really elderly people say, let me sign it. Well, it's not that simple, you know. I'll notarize your signature, but then you got to get your doctor to sign it. On the card, and I have this stuff, on the card that is wallet-sized, you have to have your picture, because that's the one that would be with you at the scene, and the EMS people would just let you go. Now, I like the idea of, hey, transport a person to, you know, a care facility and, you know, let somebody analyze their chances of survival and then contact the grantee of the healthcare power of attorney and say, hey, look, here's the situation. On the healthcare power of attorney, you know, there's a line for the address of your grantee, telephone number, so that they can get in touch with them. But you got to get it to the folks at your healthcare provider, at urgent care, or whatever. There are no exceptions to these three medical directive forms. It does matter if you're Darth Vader and you say, Luke Skywalker is my son. They still won't let you make decisions about him. You got to have one of these forms in place. Obviously, I'm very much in favor of the healthcare power of attorney, which is simply notarized. And then you give it, you give a copy of it, you take it in, and you let everybody copy it and keep a copy in their files. And then you're covered. You just have to find somebody that you can trust. I can't help you with that one.